understanding of how these particular teachings fit with comma.
Uh-huh. In what sense?
Well, maybe just sort of in popular culture, the way people will use comma to sort of say, that person's sick, that you know of because of their comma. And he's sort of making a distinction, or the way I'm hearing it, that this is, you know, we are the nature to sick, and possibly, you know, you could make do something that could lead to you getting sick, but I'm hearing it separate, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's because sometimes the way that it can be interpreted or projected with, and it still personalizes it, and that's not very useful. Also, teachings that are given, and when the Buddha pointing to the different niyamas, forces of nature, that condition our life. Utu niyama, so like the weather, weather patterns, weather conditions. I mean, that's going to condition what we experience. And it could bring about death and loss. And bija niyama is sort of like, I think one of the, it's sort of like, bija is seed, so it's all
biological
is a good way of putting it, which could also, sort of like biological nature of things could also include genetics. And the Buddha didn't talk about genetics, but I mean it's sort of like as a biological principles that affect uttu niyama, bija niyama. Jitta niyama, sort of the mind itself, so that how the mind holds it is going to condition how we experience something. And then kamma niyama is only one of the forces. And the last one is dhamma niyama, which is kind of like how these different causes and conditions interplay and mix, and then it becomes, and then once you start getting four variables working together, you've got a huge range of possibilities, so that being able to step back and look, okay, kamma niyama is only a part of this, and it may or may not be influencing it, whereas oftentimes what people will tend to, you know, just try to simplify it, and it tends to be, it's kind of shoddy thinking, really. It's got to be black or white. So that realize, there's lots of shades of what's happening.